On June 14, 1985, Officer John F. Heiderman, Traffic Division Mounted Unit, was patrolling Druid Hill Park on a horse named Tony. When he noticed a parked vehicle bearing only one license plate, he dismounted from his horse and approached the vehicle, which was occupied by two men. Officer Heiderman requested the driver's license and a vehicle registration. At this time, the driver of the car started the ignition in an attempt to flee. Officer Heiderman quickly reached into the car through the open window, in an attempt to shut the car's ignition off. As Officer Heiderman was reaching toward the car keys, three shots rang out, striking the officer twice, and his horse once. Police Officer Joseph V. Fonte, Northern District, heard the shots and saw Officer Heiderman stagger to the side of the road where he would collapse. Exiting his vehicle, Officer Fonte called out to the suspects who were driving away. Ignoring commands to stop, Officer Fonte fired on the suspect's car several times. The suspects turned their guns on him, shooting back in his direction. As they made their escape, several of their rounds would strike Officer Fonte's vehicle. He then went to the aid of Officer Heiderman and radioed for medical help. Within seconds, a description of the suspect's car and license plate was broadcasted by Officer Heiderman. Police units from throughout the city and surrounding jurisdictions were all on the lookout for the suspects and their vehicle. Officer Heiderman was flown by a Maryland State Police helicopter to University Hospital's Shock Trauma Unit for gunshot wounds to the right arm and upper chest. In the early evening, an alert citizen called the police to report that a car matching the description of the suspect's car was seen in Northwest Baltimore on a parking lot. Our helicopter unit, Foxtrot, responded to the area, located the suspect's car for ground units. It was later learned that the car was taken in an armed robbery and kidnapping that had taken place in Weehawken, New Jersey the day before. With the assistance of the Weehawken Police Department, the identity of one of the two persons involved in the offense was obtained. But at the time of the news articles in this report, both suspects remained at large. Officer Heiderman was later released from the hospital with a bullet still lodged in his upper chest. It will be determined at a later date if the round in his chest will be removed. Recovery is expected to be full and complete. Tony, Officer Heiderman's horse for that day, was also shot by one of the suspect's bullets. The bullet remains lodged in the horse's right hip, but will not require removal unless the horse begins to show signs of infection or discomfort. Wanted in this incident is Juan Lugo, DOB. April 6, 1962 is one of the two Hispanic men sought for questioning in connection with the wounding of Baltimore Police Officer John Heiderman and his partner Tony. The incident occurred on June 14, 1985, in Druid Hill Park, Central Complaint Number 85-5F-31855. He is also wanted in Weehawken, New Jersey for an armed robbery and kidnapping that occurred on June 13, 1985. Suspect Juan Lugo, April 6, 1962, has a last known address in Union City, New Jersey. He stands 5 foot 5 inches tall and is approximately 140 pounds with tattoos on his upper and lower right arm. He also has track needle marks on his left arm. As Lugo is believed to be in possession of a .32 caliber handgun, he was to be considered armed and dangerous.